For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Edward Caban has been named NYPD commissioner. He's the 46th commissioner and the first Latino NYPD commissioner in its 177-year history. Caban stepped in when former police commissioner Sewell, the first woman in the job, resigned at the end of June after frustrations over not having autonomy in the position. Caban, who remained close to Mayor Adams while Sewell was commissioner, is from the Bronx. At a news conference announcing the appointment, Adams sang his praises.
I watched him, his discipline, his attitude, the diversity of the people who constantly told me what he meant to them. Remember when he watching as we went to throughout the AAPI community, they talked about Edward Caban. Dominican community, Edward Caban, African-American community, Italian community, the Irish community. All I kept hearing was Edward Caban, that he was the right person to be the first deputy commissioner and to ascend to the position of being the police commissioner of the city of New York.
Standing with his dad, Edward Caban says he dared to dream.
My journey with the NYPD began over 32 years ago. A young Puerto Rican kid from Parkchester, standing on a foot post in the South Bronx, just like thousands who came before me and thousands who have come after me. In those days, the top bosses of the police department didn't really look like me. Police officer Eddie Caban could not walk into the 4-0 precinct, look up at the leadership photos hanging on the wall, and envision his future. Fortunately for me, I had a mentor who pushed me. A first grade detective with tremendous experience. He could spot a pickpocket from across the train platform. But he was also an advocate for those facing barriers in their careers. Many called him Detective Caban, but I was blessed to call him Dad. He told me, take the test, son.
Caban thanked Sewell in his acceptance speech and spoke about being the first Latino NYPD commissioner.
Now, it's not lost on me that today's announcement is also a first. Given how many great leaders of Hispanic descent have come before me in the NYPD, to be the first Hispanic police commissioner is an honor of the highest measure. I spoke earlier of a young officer Caban in the 4-0 precinct, looking up at the wall and wondering whether he belonged. Today, I hope there is a young man, a college student, or a military veteran who hears about my new assignment today and it sparks the question, what if?
Yes.
To them, I say, the NYPD wants you, the NYPD needs you, and your commissioner has plenty for you to do. So come join us.
Caban will oversee around 36,000 officers and 19,000 civilian employees. Eric Adams also announced his first deputy commissioner of the city of New York, Chief Tanya Kinsella, the first woman of color in the position. While the number of applicants to join the NYPD is way down, Mayor Adams says what he's doing will help address what he calls an image problem.
When you look at the department, you don't see youthfulness. You don't see the diversity at the top. People should see the possibilities.
Kinsella says the police department is about building community,
helping others from all walks of life, and making a difference in people's lives, especially those in need. As a mother, I'm always thinking of my own children's safety and well-being. And as the commanding officer of the 120th precinct in my home borough of Staten Island, I have been determined to protect all of our children and families and make a difference in the place I love and call home.
Nothing about NYPD tactics going forward, just the announcements of Tanya Kinsella, new first deputy NYPD commissioner, and Eddie Caban, new NYPD commissioner. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.